Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into another edition of the Pro Football Chase Podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you, and on the line for an interview today is former Maryland wide receiver and NFL prospect Rakim Jarrett. So, Rakim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm blessed, so I can't complain. I'm doing good.
Good to hear, Rakim. You did start your college career at Maryland. Really, you were a highly coveted five-star wide receiver out of St. John's College High School and decided to play your college ball there in Maryland. So why was it a perfect fit for you?
With the fact that I'm from Maryland, I wanted to stay home and do something kind of different. Coach Locks, he recruited me early on, so I kind of put my trust in him. And just doing it for my home state, that meant more to me than going to a big-time school.
You just mentioned your head coach, Mike Locksley. Talk about the impact he's had on your development as a player.
Coach Locksley keeps it real. He's going to tell you what you need to know, not what you want to hear. So I think that's what he brought out most in his players, and the fact that he could relate. He knew what we was going through. He's seen it time and time before, so putting our trust in him and believing what he said, so that played out well for us.
Rakim, you hauled in 119 receptions for 1,552 yards, 10 touchdowns in three seasons at Maryland. You were named an All Big Ten honorable mention in each season. How have you evolved as a player over the last 3 years?
I'd just say my IQ for the game, seeing a lot of different defenses, finding different zones and holes in defenses, and then just being more experienced. That's where I think I've grown the most. The talent, I think that comes with the talent you're playing against. So I just say my experience and knowing the game.
I saw in your Maryland bio that you wore the number one at Maryland because of your admiration and your respect for Stephon Diggs and DJ Moore, who are both school alums there at Maryland. How much influence have they had on your football career?
Just seeing them come from Maryland and then do it in the NFL at the receiver position, that's all that you need to really see, because, I mean, the fact that they did it from there, I mean, it's possible. And the fact that they're succeeding in the league is definitely a plus.
What are your strengths as a player, Rakim? What type of role do you envision yourself having in the NFL?
I'm taking it a day at a time. First, I want to see where I'm going to be at. And then whatever role I may have to provide for the team's success, that's what I'm willing to do. Of course, I want to start. I want to make plays for the offense, but whatever role that comes upon my rookie year, that's what I'll take on.
Talk about your route running ability, Rakim. What makes you stand out from other draft eligible wide receivers?
I'd say my ability to create after the catch is probably my biggest attribute. Getting in and out of my breaks, also, I think I'm one of the best in the draft to do that. So those are two of my biggest parts of my game.
Are you comfortable playing both outside and in the slot?
Yes.
I'm sure that's a question that's been tossed around between you and teams. What type of work ethic do you have in the weight room and in the film room?
So you're coming in there to work, so you're going to, I think of it as you might as well put your best foot forward if you're going to be in there working. So, I mean, that's what I do. That's how I get through the workouts, really everything. If I'm going to do it, I might as well be precise and detailed in my work. So that's what I think I bring to the table, work ethic-wise.
List some of your favorite wide receivers to watch on film.
I say Stephon Diggs, Deontay Johnson, and Steve Smith, Jr., Senior.
Okay, yeah, all three of them really good receivers in their own right. You were invited to the NFL Combine and had the opportunity to work out in front of teams and meet with coaches, Rakim. How beneficial was that process for you?
It was long and stressful, but I mean, it's your first job interview, your first impression of what teams see. So you wanted to put your best foot forward and show them any or answer any question that they had about you. They we wanted to show that at the combine. So it was a great fun business-like interview.
They did move the drills to prime time a couple of years ago, so y'all were working out in the afternoon. Was it kind of hard for you to stay calm and composed? You know, did you have some jitters before those workouts?
No jitters, really. It was more so about trying to get warmed up. I mean, you train in South Florida in that heat for 3 months, and then you go to Indianapolis where it's like 40 degrees, so your body doesn't kind of react the same. But, I mean, that was the only thing before, was trying to get warmed up just like you do on a normal.
Well, you recorded a 4.44 40, a 1.51 10-yard split, a 35.5-inch vertical, 10.3 broad jump, 13 reps on bench press. Were you pleased with those numbers?
I mean, I always feel like I can do better. I can improve in all those numbers. I knew I could have did better in all those numbers. So, I mean, you just live with the results. That's how I live. Live with the results, whatever the work I put in. And that's that.
How have you enjoyed your visits with teams, Rakim? Do you think that you've made some good impressions on them?
Yes, I do. The visits, they were great. They're kind of like the job interview. So you go in, you're analyzing and observing, but they're also analyzing and observing you. So you want to be professional, but still be open to being normal and truthful, I would say. So they've been great.
As you reflect on the last several weeks, what have you enjoyed the most about the pre-draft process?
I'd say just creating relationships. You never know how things may be in 5 years from now and where people may be. So just creating different relationships and getting to meet new people is probably the best I've enjoyed.
Have you been on the road recently, Rakim? Have you been meeting with teams? I know there's top 30 visits going on this month. I mean, what has your schedule been like?
Yes. So I had a top 30 visit with the Saints and the Texans.
Okay. What was the feel with those meetings?
I mean, you go in, they take you through a day of meeting everyone, learning the playbook. It's regular football talk. You tell them your story, kind of what makes you go, what's your why. They ask their questions that they have about you, and it's real normal.
Has there been anything about the pre-draft process that has surprised you?
I say in the meetings, when you're talking about football, it's a lot of the same stuff. Like the football concept plays, it's a lot of it translates from college. It's different terminology and a lot more.
So who have you been training with this offseason?
So I've been training with my receiver trainer, Phil Savoy. Before I was down at XPE at Fort Lauderdale.
And what has been your point of focus? I know before the combine, I'm sure you were doing a lot of the 40s and the 10-yard splits and verticals, but has your focus shifted more to football drills as you get ready for those rookie mini camps?
I've shifted towards more so conditioning. I know I'm a rookie, so I'm going to have to take a lot more reps than like the vets and whatnot. So just conditioning, make sure my hamstrings and my stamina is where it needs to be to withstand the NFL practice, however it may be. I'm not sure yet.
Have you spoken to DJ Moore, Stephon Diggs, or any current NFL players that played at Maryland, Rakim, during this process? And if so, what advice have they given you?
Yes. I talked to Nick Cross and Chick. They was down at XBE training with me previously. So I talked to them. I asked them how it was, how the rookie year was. They just said, basically, you get treated how you act. If you go in there, if you're a fifth rounder and you act like if you act and produce like a first rounder, then you'll get treated as such. If you're a first rounder, you go in there slack and BS, then guys aren't really going to mess with you. So just going in there, being myself, I know that I'm a pro. So I know what comes with being a pro. So just going there, being myself, really.
Well, we're about 2 weeks away from NFL draft weekend. How excited are you about it and to just get this process over with?
I'm very excited. I just really want to know where I'm I live in that next these next couple years. So who's my quarterback gonna be? All different types of things. Football, I think, will take care of itself because I'll continue to do the things that got me here.
Do you have any plans for draft weekend?
Nah, see, I'm not gonna watch the draft. I'm gonna go to the movies or something. Just have my phone on.
There's definitely been some people in the past that have done that. So do you just feel like you don't want to really deal with all the stress of watching? You just want to go enjoy something else. And hey, when you get the phone call, you get the phone call.
Yeah, that's how I feel a little bit. I just rather not stress myself over something I have no control over. It's not like I pick myself. So
it's going to be pretty exciting for you whenever you do get that phone call, understanding that your NFL dreams have become a reality, because I'm sure getting to the NFL has been your goal ever since you started playing football, huh?
Right.
Well, that's great to hear, Rakim. Well, you know what, man? It's been a pleasure to have you on the podcast, and I'm looking forward to seeing you thrive at the next level. Best of luck, man, and know that I'll be rooting for you.
Thank you so much.
All right, man. Take care and God bless.
Take care.